For Dylann Roof, life. For Dylann Roof, the next few days and weeks of his young life will prove his most memorable. That's saying something, considering his slaughter of 9 souls in a black church in Charleston. For in the next few days and weeks, a jury will convene to decide whether he gets a death sentence or life. As someone who lived a lifetime on death row, my opposition is unequivocal. Even in a case such as this, my opposition to the state taking life doesn't falter. Even in this case of a witless white supremacist, a killer of 9 black Christian souls. If I know anything, I know death row. I've seen it drive men stark, raving mad. That said, my one opinion carries no real weight in this case. For unless I miss my guess, no juror will ever hear these words. They will decide his fate after he delivers his own closing arguments, which will hardly endear him to his jurors. A death verdict for Roof strengthens the repressive powers of the state and gives it the false aura of justice. If a death sentence fails, it helps slow the inherent injustice of the death penalty. It will help all of the men and women on death row. My decision to oppose death for Roof wasn't an easy one, but I believe it's the right one. No matter his beliefs, decades on death row, as with decades in solitary, are mind-frying experiences. Nothing he has experienced in his brief life can prepare him for such outcomes. For life in prison, ain't no picnic. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.